spirit, ancestors, guides, help me cleanse this space. Help guide me in this conversation. Allow me to speak my truth freely and peacefully with pure clarity.
Hey guys. Hi. Well, this is kind of awkward. Is it? I don't know. I've come back. I didn't put a lot of thought into this because I actually didn't think I was going to revamp my podcast. But I came back. So, yeah, it's been a long time, but like let's do the intro, right? So, I'm Nia, your host of Speak Your Truth. And today we're going to talk about some real shit. So, I will say this. I will give it like a trigger warning for this. For sure. I say trigger warning because we're going to talk about breaking karmic cycles and breaking generational curses. Like, come on, did you expect me to come back with anything lighter? Like, I don't know. Why do I every time I come back to Speak Your Truth, I feel like I do come back a different version of myself, or a more, it's not even, I'm not, at my core, I'm not different. I'm still my same self. It's just that I've evolved. And listen, let's just, come on now, let's just grab our tea. Look, I still got my positivity, please, mug. Yes, she's still here, BTs. Oh my God, I'm thinking about that vine. Oh my goodness, I gotta stop. So let's take a sip of our tea. Today I got echinacea tea with some raw sugar. And let's see. It's just right. Okay. Wow. Where have I been? The scenery has changed. Everything is different. My hair is longer. Oh my goodness. And I'm a mommy. I'm a mommy. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I don't even know where to start. This beginning is a little choppy, huh? Well, if you do see me looking off to the side and you are watching, it is because I have, first of all, we got the mic. I'm still holding the mic. I'm still not putting her down, like straight nostalgia. But I'm just making sure I'm recording on this end with my mic. And if I'm looking over here, it's because I will say this. I tried to record this video about a week ago, and I tried to record it at 4 a.m. crazy thing to do. It didn't feel right, and so I just was like, I recorded like 30 minutes and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna stop there, because it just, I didn't know where I was going with it. And I was like, why did I think I could just come in here without like thinking through the main topic points? So if you see me looking over to my right, it's because I'm looking at my iPad, and I made sure to make myself like an outline because I need to be that organized. I just do. But yeah, this is crazy to be back. I'm like really excited. I just got really excited. Like, I don't think I was this excited before, but I'm really excited. Hold on, I need a sip of tea. So yeah, I did spend some time, and I went back and I just watched my old episodes. And guys, it's been like 4 years. I was 22 then, I'm pretty sure, and I'm 26 now. That's kind of crazy. The brain is fully developed. I don't know why I said it like that, but the brain is fully developed, okay? So yeah, this is wild. I'm still like in shock, but I'm 26 now. I'm a mommy. I'm a single mommy. And it's just like, I guess this journey that I've been on, this is like the most wildest, or like, it's maybe I shouldn't call it wildest. And no, it's kind of wild. Yeah, it's wild. This is my most wild and most intense spiritual awakening yet, guys. It's just, I sound like I'm being like sarcastic and mad about it, but I'm a lot of things. I'm flowing. I'm educating. I'm learning. Yeah, this spiritual awakening has taught me a lot. And so I wanted to come on here today and I wanted to actually talk about, you know, karmic cycles and actually breaking generational curses and what my experience has been. And sharing of this experience is not going to mean that this is what y'all's experience will look like. This is just simply what my experience has been, and we all have different journeys. And, you know, wow, I just have so many things I want to say, and this is why I had to make sure I would put, like, I had to be organized. But yeah, you know, before we get into this heavy topic, just make sure you got, you know, whatever you need to wind down during the conversation or talk, because it's a heavy topic. I'm gonna be real. I'm coming back with something heavy, and I'm just here to share the experience and continue to create community where, you know, this is a safe space, and it's just an opportunity for people to come together and truly just find others who may be going through the same things, who may need support. And yeah, really excited to be back. So let's get into this. I'm gonna take another sip of my tea. All right. So I want to talk about why I felt called to talk about this. So I actually, on my phone, I have the journal app on there, and I like accidentally opened up the journal app, and then I like started reading through some of my notes that are in there, because like I don't use it as often anymore. I really do be in my actual journal writing a lot. I don't necessarily write every day. It depends. It really depends. Like sometimes, like it just depends how I'm feeling. Like I journal as how I feel, but I do journal multiple times a week, right? So on this journal app, I'm getting sidetracked. On this journal app, I accidentally opened it and I ended up reading something from the beginning of this year about choosing myself. And I want to read y'all what the prompt said. So it asked, what's one step you can take to be healthier? And off rip, it starts off with let go and let God. Maybe if you don't live by that, I don't know what to tell you, because you must be stressed. I'm being so serious. Let go and let God. That's just like, it's a whole, that's a whole lesson in itself. Just believing in your faith and trusting. And when I say God, maybe I need to have another, like, well, definitely we'll have plenty of episodes, but I'm gonna say God. It's however you identify your higher source of power, universe, spirit, however you identify your God, or your higher source of power is what I should actually say. So yeah, that's how I started off rip, let go and let God. Basically, this is what I said. This was during the breakup, you know, or just as I was about to ensue the breakup. I'm laughing because it's just interesting to talk about and to like reflect on it and like see how far I've come from. And it's been a very drastic change for me, so that's why I think I'm laughing. But this is what I said. I always say the truth comes to light, and I know tomorrow, or technically today, will be the day. I must see the light and become everything I dreamed of. I am so worthy and deserving. I'm going to be in pain, but it's best to feel the aftermath of the pain rather than put myself in a position to continue to be hurt countless times. I want healthy connections with those who have similar interests and want more for themselves always. I need to know that my light was buried, but slowly and surely, it's all coming out. I am so exhausted and drained. I must relax and focus only on relaxing. I am stressed, anxious, and heart-hurting. I am so much more than these emotions, however. So, if that wasn't intense in itself, when I sit here and I read that and I reflect on that, I acknowledge the fact that I, through this experience, I really have chosen myself. I really have chosen to focus on being whole. I really have sat here and continue to take more pain and alchemize it into I pretty much alchemized it into art. I'm just creating at this point, which is amazing. But that's me reflecting on it now. But, you know, when I sat here and I was like saying, you know, I'm stressed, anxious, and heart hurting, it was actually my nervous system being out of sorts. My nervous system being in shock because it's now me choosing myself, which is different. And the basis of that and the reason why that's happening, and the best way I can explain it, is because my circumstances, which I did an episode, I can't remember what it's called, to be honest. I think it was my second to last episode or the very last episode. It was about how I was raised, basically. Oh, are we a product of our environment? It was that episode. So that goes back to that episode where it's like I was a product of my environment because I low-key became an empath because I had to learn to regulate other people's emotions. But in that, it's like I'm taking on everyone else's energy and emotions into myself, but then not able to regulate my own nervous system. Because it's on overload, because I'm learning to regulate everybody else but myself. It's literally me not creating space for myself, not taking time to love myself, and I'm always doing for other people or being a people pleaser and giving and giving and giving, and that's a problem. And I've realized that. I understand that. I see that. I've changed that. Mindset is shifted. I still come from a very heart open place, but I know where to place that energy now. And I know how to take the time to try to, or not to try to separate energy that isn't mine, that I don't need to hold on to, emotional baggage that is not mine to carry. But yeah, this was basically me describing how my nervous system was out of sorts. And it was because I chose different for myself. Being brought up in an environment where everything, like, where first of all, your voice isn't heard. It's just super toxic. And, you know, you're forced into like a habit of people pleasing, parent pleasing, you know, like doing stuff like that and not being able to like truly be your own self because you have to make sure that because this person is very reactive that you make yourself small. Because of that, my nervous system thought that was the norm. So when I chose to cut this karmic cycle and I said, I don't want to do this anymore, because I'm realizing I now do not have enough in my own cup. I'm struggling to fill my own cup now. Then my body is reacting to it. And my body, like when I chose this for myself, my body was shaking, my teeth were chattering, and my throat felt blocked, and tears just was sliding down my cheeks, and no words could come out of my mouth. And thankfully, like, I was with my best friend and she was able to, you know, console me, support me through that. But I never realized that or experienced that. And that's like, I don't know. I want to say like that was probably like when I knew the spiritual awakening was going to be way more intense than I thought. I felt like I was awakening before then, but at this point, it really was putting it into perspective for me of like, girl, you thought the way that you were being quote unquote loved was going to somehow transform into the love that you truly wanted. You can't allow people to show you. You can't allow people to show you them true selves and their potential and what they bring to the table right then and there. You can't allow that to overtake you and think that they will transform. You got to take things for face value. Did I even say that the right way? Did I say that the right way? Like, did I say that the right way? I'm gonna have to listen back, but I think y'all get what I'm saying. Like, understand people's potential, but understand and discern when someone shows you this is what it is. And even if you give a chance or two, right, and they're not changing it, then it's like, I'm not going to keep pouring into something that's not pouring back into me. So I got to choose myself. And yeah, through that, though, I recognize that my body was actually just physically showing me what I was conditioned to accept. And I normalized it in my world. It was replicated in my childhood, and I knew it was wrong subconsciously. But, you know, when you are in a place of complacency, stagnancy, and on top of that, you're also, you know, overly empathetic, like I said, overgiving. That's what keeps you stuck for too long. That's what kept me stuck for too long, you know? I guess the best way to put it is like empaths, like myself, like we're just very sensitive to energy. And like it just comes from a place of like where then, you know, because we feel everyone else's energy, we become these nurturers and we want to help those who are suffering. And so you drain your own energy and like now you have nothing left for yourself. So there's a part where you can be someone who's an empath, but you have to be mindful of understanding that it's not your job to fix people. You can create a safe space for people. You can support people, but don't take on their energy. And I'm saying all that like it's so easy, because it's just not that easy. I know I'm saying it like that, but it's a mindset shift. Changing your mindset changes a lot of things. But yeah, so if you didn't know as well, empaths usually attract narcissists. And so that's what happened to me. And I gotta stop laughing like it's dark humor. It's not funny. It's just, I don't know. I think I'm trying to make it lighthearted. But yeah, empaths actually attract narcissists. And so that happened to me. And it replicated a cycle that I went through in my childhood and that I had to deal with when it came to my mother. So it was just like, oh, I realized once I ended that karmic cycle, I was like, oh my gosh, I attracted someone who is like my parent. Because that's what I was, that behavior of that idea of love was what I was used to. It's such an interesting concept, but once I realize that, it shifted everything for me. Like, that just made all of the, like, self-blame and self-forgiveness and forgiveness for others a little bit more easier to manage, because it's still hard. It's never easy, especially when you feel like you've, like, betrayed yourself and abandoned yourself when you're going through that, you know? Because when I went through this, it's like, I literally felt like, too, I was like, after the fact, I was like, I'm so stupid. And it's like, no, you're not stupid. First of all, I truly believe that these, like, karmic cycles that we go through, karmic relationships, they are part of your path. They're meant to be there. Like, I just feel like these are things that are divinely guided and you're meant to go through so that you can learn lessons. Some people do not see life as an overall experience, and they just think black and white, and I don't see things black and white. I see everything in color. That's why I'm more empathetic. That's why I'm more understanding. Like, I don't just see things one way. I have multiple perspectives on things. So I just believe that life is an experience, and you are supposed to go down the path that you go down and face the trials and tribulations that you face. And it's all about letting go and letting God. For real. But yeah, as a healer, I thought it was my job to fix others. And it's like, that's just not it, you know? That's just not it. So after that journal entry, though, I did have, like, a follow-up entry after the breakup, and I basically said that I'm moving into a new phase of life, and light is pouring down on me. I'm creating a life full of security and love, healthy love, and this breakup isn't ending, yet a new beginning. I have finally set myself free and truly listened to myself and my guides. I feel liberated and trying to not concern myself with anything I cannot control. I just basically talk about closing one chapter of my life to open a new one, and how I felt so reconnected with myself and higher purpose, and that there is so much for me to accomplish, and there is so much I've learned and will no longer accept for myself. My relationship with self is far more important than anything else. If I'm not tapped in with myself, then I can't teach Arya, who is my daughter, how to navigate the internal nor external world. I also must show Arya how important self-worth is, how important boundaries are, and knowing that starting over with no regrets is okay. This is a time of rebirth. I feel good. I feel incisive with no regrets. I have sadness at times, but I mostly feel lighter and liberated. I am light. I am love. I am God. God is me. So, yeah. Like, if that doesn't encompass it more, like, let me see, was that the same day? No, that was a few days after the breakup, but it just, like, I think my word for this is spiritual awakening, or I have two words for this spiritual awakening, but it's just one word, clarity. I was gonna say clarity and truth, but I feel like when you have clarity, you see truth regardless, so it's kind of synonymous. Clarity. That's just it. So I guess this segues into how I was lost, but I found myself again. So, you know, it's so much. It's just so heavy jammed packed, but basically I just had to listen deeply to my intuition. I had to listen to my guides. I had to listen to my ancestors. I had to listen to my loved ones who have passed. I had to listen to my higher self. I had to listen to God. And I found me whole, you know, once I took a step back and I realized or not even realize, I just decided that I just deserve so much more. I just decided that. That was it, you know? It's just, for something like this, I'm definitely going to have to do other episodes on it to really go more in depth with it. But once I connected to myself, my true authentic self, that's when everything was making sense to me, I guess. Like, it's kind of like notions that I've already had and already knew, because I'm very intellectual, I'm very intelligent, I'm very knowledgeable, and I'm also very, I was gonna say, I'm also very wisdom. Like, no, that's not what I was gonna say, but I'm full of wisdom was what I was going to say. I just like ignored it because I feel like my empath ego side of my brain was just telling me, like, hey, like, you got this, you can just, yeah, just keep putting yourself, just keep dragging yourself through the mud. Yeah, you got, like, I don't need to, I'm so worthy, my feet don't even need to touch the mud, I shall be carried across the mud. Like, why did I ever think that would be something that I deserve? I don't know. I do know. It comes from my childhood and not being able to discern when something is worthy of your energy and something is not. But yeah, unfortunately, in the relationship, I really felt like I was self-betraying and self-distrusting. And the reason that felt very heavy after I ended this relationship was because of the fact that, like I said, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so stupid. But, like, no, you're not stupid. You went through an experience that you needed to go through, because at the end of the day, this karmic relationship also showed me my shadow side. I needed to understand duality. So it was important for me to understand that, see that, and be able to balance that, because if I don't see both sides of myself, then I'm never going to love myself whole. And when you love yourself whole, you love all of yourself, all flaws, all things you may look down upon, you love them all, you acknowledge them, you do, like I said, mind shift, perspective shift, you understand yourself more, you accept yourself more, you self-love more. So I realized it, of like, you're really self-betraying and self-betrayed and self-distrusted a lot. You basically abandoned self in that relationship, and I realized that a lot. And I also had a lot of truths come to light with both external and non-external evidence. So it's just like truths, like I always say it, and that's why I said this spiritual awakening is all about clarity. Like, truly, I am divinely protected and guided. Truly, I believe that. Truly, I know that. Truly, that is what's happening. And so, I don't know. It's just, the truths came to me, and what else could I do? Ignore it? No. But, yeah. I guess, like, a lot of it for me, though, was just self-forgiveness was probably the hardest part, you know? But at the same time, once I had these realizations and I was like, this is what needed to happen, this was meant to happen the way that it happened, because God will show me what doors I need to close and when I shall close them. So self-forgiveness was hard, because it's like I ignored my own intuition. I ignored my own intuition, and to like betray myself was actually very hurtful to myself. I feel like I caused myself more deep pain than anybody else, to be honest. I caused myself more deep pain. Yes, there's people like my mom and stuff, but like in this karmic relationship, I just feel like I caused myself deep pain at the same time. If I'm being honest, being naive, just sometimes that just does it to you. Just does it to you. And you gotta live and you gotta learn. Like, that's just the way life goes. But, yeah. And so when it came to like forgiving everyone else and forgiving myself, I realized that I had to feel all of my emotions. And I'm truly someone who just like does not like negative emotions. Like, I don't like being sad. I don't like being mad. Mad is like my least favorite emotion. Like, who the fuck likes being mad anyways? I don't know, but I feel like people sometimes really be choosing their anger and letting emotions take over, and it's just like, I on the other hand be like, I don't want that, skirt. But that is not the right way to deal with your emotions at all. The right way to deal with your emotions is to allow them to occur, but not in a behavioral way where it's like wrong and unjust. Like, you shouldn't be doing anything crazy, but allow the emotions to occur, observe them, feel them, and then let them go. You know, that's the real goal with emotions. So I had to do a lot of that in order to forgive. I truly did. That's what I had to do. And the reason why I would just like bottle down the negative emotions was because I was terrified of like, I don't want to feel all these emotions and let them like encompass me and take over me, and now I'm in a depressed state. And again, that right there is a mindset. Your emotions should not control you and your whole essence at all. Because you are not your thoughts. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions at the end of the day. Like, they are passing. Okay? So it's like, I had to go through that. And once I was able to process my emotions by feeling them and observing them and letting them go, I was like, oh, okay. And I did this on one particular night. And I actually wrote about it in my journal, where I was so triggered one night. I was triggered by different family members, by this karmic relationship. I was just triggered by a lot of different energies, okay? I was very triggered. And it all literally, I was just sitting in my living room and I'm getting triggered and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, what is going on right now? I'm like feeling overcome with emotion. And I'm just like, all right, I start talking to my guides. I'm like, all right, yep, I'm mad. Oh, I'm mad. Like, I'm mad. Yeah, I'm actually mad. And, like, I sat there. I cried it out. And I kid you not, it was not just my own cry. Like, I felt other energies around me. And I do not believe it was my own cry. I believe that it was also my ancestors' energies, my guides' energies. Because the cry that I did, I should just read it to y'all, because it probably describes it way better in my journal. But the cry that I did was not giving just my cry, is how I will say that. Yeah, in here I talk about releasing all pain and trauma related to abandonment. And I talk about how my cry pattern was actually different. It felt like I was trying to catch my breath yet hiccuping. Like shallow breathing, I think. And so at some point while my eyes were closed, I just started seeing, like, my past traumas being, like, my past traumas related to abandonment issues being played in my mind. Just different people in their faces. And so it was very interesting. Because that wasn't like I thought that, you know? That was, like, literally what I would call a vision. Yep. So yeah, that wasn't like my thought pattern. That wasn't something that I was ensuing in my mind. And that's why I'm saying, like, when I had this cry, I just felt so many energies around me. I was being supported through it, but it wasn't my own cry. It started off as my own cry, but it wasn't just me. And yeah, I guess when I had this cry, I wrote too that I have felt alone most of my life. So it's hard for me to accept how I made it to this point whilst being alone, yet afloat and okay. You know, nowadays I have way more self-love, but going throughout my life feeling like I'm missing something, and to find out it's just true love, but it's love that I also need to provide to myself. It's really the self-love where I need to find myself whole, was what was missing. And so through the cry, I said I felt distraught, but I heard my higher self's voice telling me that I have to remember all of these glimpses of my life in depth to surpass the trauma. And then I wrote, and now I feel lighter, not sad. So it's interesting because usually a cry like that, especially when they're deep cries, like, they would make me think like I feel heavy. Like, if you have ever been depressed in your life and you've had those cries where you can't stop crying and you don't even feel better after the cry, you just feel so heavy and you're just like, I'm gonna go to sleep now. It wasn't like that. It was a cry that felt like a pure release. It was a pure release. It's really hard to encompass this experience because it's something where I wish I could take y'all and put you inside my body so you could feel it. But yeah. And then I also wrote that I did find myself wishing for my dad for a second, but I told myself to let go of that too because he's still here and he's doing sacred and protective work for me. And I always get signs from my dad, to be honest. So once I had this cry, I even was letting go. Like, this all has to stems from abandonment issues, because at the end of the day, when I'm sitting here and I'm like thinking about my dad, that's the only person. My dad passed away. I don't think I've ever talked about my dad on here, but my dad passed away. And so it was a very unexpected death. And so I felt abandoned, low key. I definitely felt like, damn, you done left me here with all these people who don't understand me, and you're the only one that understands me. But I realized, like, what's more important is that he's doing more important work on that other side. If you ask me, that's how I perceive it. I just feel like he's in a position where he's doing sacred work behind the scenes to help me. And so it's just like, my dad's always with me and I always feel his energy. And if I call on that energy, I feel that energy. So yeah, I don't know, that cry, I released a lot. So I was releasing a lot of grief. It was actually amazing. It sounds intense, and it was. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? But it was amazing. And I could only be endearing towards my guides and just full of gratitude with them that they helped me get through that. Because I truly felt supported. I was supported. I felt that energy around me. But yeah, that was that experience. And so for the aftermath of it all, like, okay, let's take a step back. Having that releasing moment, and mind you, this happened in like May. So having that releasing moment, like, it released a lot for me. And I don't think that's how everybody may release their own karmic cycles and generational traumas, but that's how that was what my experience was. But that didn't just, it wasn't like, oh, I just had this cry and like boom boom, it's done, banished, curse has been broken. Like, it wasn't like that. It took a lot of inner work, a lot of introspection, a lot of mindset shifts, a lot of listening to my intuition and being close to myself, a lot of solitude, and a lot of learning, you know? So, and it happened in a very, it happened over time. Like, I feel like I've been on the spiritual awakening pretty much a year now, I would say. But it really, like, hit the beginning of this year. That's when it really hit. But, and it got really intense. But, I don't think everyone's experience is going to look the same, is basically what I'm saying. And it takes a lot of work, inner work, that is not shown or spoken about often. And hopefully we can have more episodes on that and go more in detail. Excuse me, more detailed with it. I need a sip of my tea. Okay. So yeah, what is to be understood here is that when it came to this karmic cycle, the point of it was to serve the purpose of a lesson, to see if I understood. God put me through a teaching, a lesson, and wanted to see, do you see your value? Do you understand why this is happening? Do you see what unconditional love is? Do you understand unconditional love? Can you give unconditional love, but can you give it without losing yourself? And are you giving your energy to the right things, to the right people, to the right spaces? And so, you know, that lesson had been learned. And at the end of the day, it was just that that relationship was no longer aligned because I learned my lesson. And it was then off to new beginnings. And I just want to say, though, like, what is to be understood here is that this is more than a breakup or a karmic relationship ending. This is me dying like 6 million times and rebirthing 6 million more times. So that's what this is. This is evolution and this is healing. You know, this is pouring back into my own cup. This is loving myself fully, authentically, and returning back to self. And that's why I'm back on Speak Your Truth, because I feel like I need to come back and I need to speak my truth. This is what I've been feeling. This is what I've been going through. This is what I've been dealing with. I'm in a better place now. I can create again. I feel like my heart chakra is open. My third eye is open. I can feel deeply, but protect my own energy. My energy is divinely protected. I'm in a very peaceful place in my life. But life still has its ups and downs. It's just about trusting the unknown and fearing nothing but God. Yep. So, what else do I want to tell you guys? You know, what do I want to tell you guys? Yeah, it's been a wild journey. But that's the other thing. Like, going through this journey, like I said, I have to be really introspective and in my solitude. And, like I said, I died like 6 million times and I rebirthed 6 million times. And it happened in such a short span of time, you know? And like I said in the beginning too, like my core is the same. It's just my mind shit. My mind shit. My mindset shifts are extreme in the way that like it just has shifted my energy in the vibrational direction that it should be in going, you know? So it took a lot of work. And you know, I actually was learning recently that like a lot of the things that I don't consider meditating actually is meditating, you know, because I do meditate. I take time to meditate. I take time, and in that meditation I'm doing a lot of breath work and stuff, but I also in my meditations and even outside of meditations I'm praying. You know, I am always feeling a draw or magnetic pull to nature, to sit in nature, to be by water specifically. And, you know, just like also me exercising and doing yoga, which I need to tap more into my yoga again. Like I'm not very disciplined with yoga, but being in the gym I'm very disciplined with. So I'm working on it. I'm actually gonna do yoga tonight. I'm just saying. I'm gonna have a great sleep. But yeah, these are just like all things that allowed me to rediscover connection to self and all our forms of meditation. And also rediscovering, like, and connecting to music. Like, music has been a big thing, I feel like, for me. Like, I always listened to music, but, like, I'm just, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's just more calling to me again, or it's calling to me in the ways that it used to be. I don't know how to describe that in better terms. I am such a feeler. I can't put it into words, which makes no sense. And also poetry. I've been doing poetry, so poetry has been where it's at. It has helped me so much. Music and poetry. Yeah, it gives me, like, both music and poetry give me the space for me to alchemize my pain into something beautiful, into something that others can feel seen by, can feel heard by, can feel, you know, valued by. Like, it's just, yeah. It's just, yeah. But yeah, with all that I've been through, I could have such a tainted heart, and yet I don't. But I feel like I could have such a tainted heart because I feel like I'm very misunderstood in this lifetime. And I am someone who loves love, but also loves herself to know that I need to embrace my shadow side, and that shadow side also deserves just as much love as my light side. So I'm in an era of, like, I love myself whole, and there's actions that I put forth where it makes me recognize that, to be honest. Like, I feel like the only person that I need to prove anything to is myself. I should only be proving my worth to myself. And that's what I've been doing. And that's what I'm going to continue doing. We're going to continue doing that. But I just also, my third eye, not these eyes, but my third eye and my heart chakra are open. And it's like heart and mind and soul, they're all learning to work together, and they all are working together, and they're all leading me down the right path. But I always say that I am guided by love. I'm guided by unconditional love for others. And that does not mean, I will say this, that does not mean I let people step all over me. Boundaries are a thing. Healthy habits, boundaries need to be in place and truly are a thing. Discernment is important. So I can still exude unconditional love whether I'm in close vicinity or I'm afar. I will say that. And yeah, I think that this journey is so important, especially as a mother, where I'm going to teach my daughter and demonstrate to her the importance of self-love. And eventually, one day, I will show her what a healthy, loving relationship looks like, so that she will hopefully be led down the path of loving herself completely and finding someone who is aware and worthy of her. Yeah, basically just creating a healthy family dynamic at this point. That's how I'm breaking generational curses, releasing the pain and alchemizing the pain here by sharing experience as well as teaching my daughter what self-love and true love will look like. So that's how I'm doing it. And it's not as easy as it is said. And again, everyone's experience and journey is different. I just feel very grateful and thankful to have the clarity that I do have, to have the wisdom that I do have, to have the love for myself that I do have, to choose myself and to become whole. Baby, I'm at peace. I'm at peace. But for those who are suffering, I send my love to you and I pray for you. And I know that you will find the light and you will find the balance of duality. Just keep your heart open, I would say. Allow your heart to be open and allow your intuition to guide you down your destined path. As long as you're true to yourself, you're always exactly where you should be. And recognize and acknowledge that healing is not linear. It is just up and down. It'll never just be a straight line. It will be up and down. I don't think healing ever ends, I would say. I think that you just become more aware and you learn, you know? And you just choose to become better and better. So, yeah. I just guess like the end of this. This is the end of this. This is the end of this episode. Did we really just make it through? Come on now. Come on. Poetry snaps for that. Poetry snaps. I just basically want to say thank you guys for taking the time to listen to this. I know this was probably very long. But I am happy to be back and creating and sharing. And truly, I just want us to alchemize our pain and create healthier love to teach the next generations to come. Like, they deserve and we deserve to see, feel, and hold pure love. We all really deserve that. And we can't let our wounds be the reason or the thing that stops us. We can't let limiting beliefs believe that we can't achieve those things and we can't have those things in our life. We are all deserving. It's just all about a mindset shift. Okay, shifting your mindset, self-love, a lot of inner work. I'm like, it's just about. And then I list 20 million things. And it's like, okay, girl. It's kind of sounding a little complicated. It is, but we still all deserve this healthy love for ourselves. But that's the whole point. You got to put in the work, you know? So, yeah, let me see. I think I had a poem. Hold on. I think I had a poem that I actually wanted to read to y'all or recite to y'all. Let me just see here. Okay. So, this is a poem I wrote back in, I wrote it on Cinco de Mayo. This is a poem I wrote on May 5th of this year, and it's called In Your Entirety. Love isn't endurance. It should feel easy. Love isn't chaos. It should be peaceful. Love isn't pain. It should be freeing. Love isn't draining. It should give back. Love is sacred. Love is wholeness. Love is holy patience. Love is understanding. Love is divine beauty. Love is God. Love is so many things, but sometimes you must love from a distance. Love is giving, but only once you've given to yourself. Love can be unconditional when you are whole within. Fill your own cup first. Then abundance will find you in all its forms. You are deserving of a soft love, a love that fills your cup and lets it overflow. And once it overflows, you will give it back in full. So for now, fill it to the brim. Raise your glass to yourself. Sip and feel loved in your entirety. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Speak Your Truth. I'm your host, Nia, and I will be back, I promise. I love y'all. Thank you so much.